It is Art Week here on KUMD, and Art Week on Northland Morning is produced at KUMD with funding provided in part by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Dan Neff is the owner of Lake Superior Art Glass, and he actually got a little bit of a shout-out yesterday from Doug Becker. They're both going to be taking part in the Park Point Art Fair this weekend, and Dan's just undergone a big move in his business, so we thought we'd schmooze with him about that just a little bit. Hey, Dan, good morning. Dan, are you there? Whoops. Dan, are you there?
I can hear you, Lisa.
Oh, now I can hear you.
Okay, there we go.
the buttons. See, our radio is not an art. I don't know whether it's a science, but I'll tell you, it's not an art because sometimes it just ain't pretty. Dan, tell us, have you recovered from the big move?
Oh, I'm getting there. We're not fully settled in yet, but things are getting close. So it's the light's at the end of the tunnel.
Boy, I tell you, there are many people who feel they would just about do anything other than move. And moving a business with heavy equipment has got to be a real challenge.
It was quite the ordeal, but our staff stepped up and everyone did their part and worked really hard to make it happen. And it went as smoothly as it possibly could have, I think. So it was really good to see it all come together.
Now, one of the things that you've done in the past at the Park Point Art Festival is do live glass blowing demonstrations. And I'm trying to put this all together. The charm of having people perhaps stand too close and go, ooh, and ah, was just so much that you said, I've got to do this in my business. Is that how it all came together?
Yeah, pretty much. It came to me early on, even in my apprenticeship, I was giving demonstrations publicly. I think maybe 6 months into blowing glass, I was doing that. And so ever since then, I've just kind of realized how important it is to be, as a glass artist, also an educator, because people have a hard time really wrapping their head around sometimes just what goes into one piece of glass art. And so between that and my educational background that I got at UMD, I just really enjoy connecting people with the process, and that's our whole goal at Lake Superior Art Glass.
So let me guess, as a glass artist, you're moving toward greater transparency.
Yeah.
Oh, I just cracked myself up. Yeah, like I say, radio's not an art, definitely. So tell us a little bit about how is it a different process from you? Obviously, there's the educator part of your brain that's kicking in. But how is it a different process for you when you're making art with an audience as opposed to when you're making art by yourself in the studio?
Yeah, that's a great question. My brain's kind of firing on both levels there, kind of focusing on, how I want to describe the process and how I can keep it simple enough that people's eyes don't gloss over and they totally don't grasp what I'm explaining, and so you don't want to get too technical. But then, yeah, I'm constantly analyzing the piece. One thing I say a lot in my demonstrations is that glass blowing takes 110% of your concentration, and you looking away for a split second, or maybe forgetting to get a piece of glass ready in your process. Any one little snafu can really ruin a whole piece. So yeah, there's a higher level of concentration that's definitely commanded when you're explaining, doing it publicly, and still trying to make that piece turn out. And sometimes, especially in the Hot Shop, which is now our new demonstration studio in the new space in Canal Park, sometimes those pieces do land on the ground and break. You don't win them all. Working on the Torch, which I've done for 15 years. You win most of them, but you still have some failures. But I think in the Hot Shop, everything's a little more temperamental. That glass is a little more prone to thermal shock. So it's my heart races many times when I'm up in that fun studio in the Hot Shop making a piece. And knock on wood, so far everything's been good in all my demonstrations. But I know sooner or later I'm going to drop a piece. So that's just par for the course, and it helps people understand that it's not as easy as it looks.
Is there a life lesson? Is there a perception shift that you need to have as a glass artist? Because you're working with breakable stuff. And it's hot breakable stuff. And you
very
put
hot.
Hot and breakable together with a learning curve. And yeah, things are going to, you know, and if the first time that something goes wrong or something breaks, you burst into tears and say, I'm done, you're not going to obviously last very long as a glass artist. So is this kind of a sort of a life lesson that you've got to assimilate in this
absolutely.
Particular discipline?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, on a couple of fronts, you know, it's you have to learn to take things in stride is probably the best way I can sum it up. And that, you know, things in glassblowing take tens of thousands of hours of repetition. You know, there's that saying that it takes 10,000 hours to master something. And in my experience, glassblowing, it's almost 10,000 hours to master a particular technique or style or form. You know, Venetian goblets is a great example for me. I've learned from a couple different Venetian-trained glassblowers, but my goblets are far from, you know, beautiful or even close to perfect because I haven't spent more than probably 500 hours practicing them. So some things I've spent that 10,000 hours on and some things I haven't, and it really shows. And I don't know how long ago this was that I came up with this saying, and it's a little cheesy, but I think it still applies in that life should be flexible like glass.
And we don't think of glass as flexible because we are not glass blowers. We think of it as rigid and brittle and fragile. And so, yeah, so there's maybe more life lessons there.
Yeah.
When you mentioned learning different techniques, there's something in the Buddhist tradition about beginner's mind and coming, which I've taken to mean not only coming to something with the idea of I've set my ego aside and I'm going to learn, but the idea that no matter how good you get at something, there are always new things to learn, and you always sort of slide back to that beginning place of explain it to me, show it to me, that sort of thing. Has that, do you think that's been good for you as a human being?
Yeah, I would say so. I mean, I know one gentleman we feature in our gallery who started learning glassblowing from his father when he was 8. He is now, I believe, 82 and still blowing glass and said he's still learning new things. So it's just a great testament to the fact that it's a lifelong learning process. And I think for me personally, I enjoy that challenge. I love, you know, reverse engineering a piece and saying, okay, well, this is what I want, and I have it all laid out in my head, and what do I need to do to get there? And, of course, the first, you know, several are probably not going to be that perfect culmination of what I was envisioning, but you keep analyzing and you keep assessing, and, yeah, and a lot of times you have to fall back on some of your earlier lessons of, oh, get it hotter. Well, if that's not working right, you just have to get it hotter, and that's a lesson I've learned year after year, because you, as your skills progress, you can control the glass when it's hotter. And you're like, well, why didn't I get it hotter last year? And it's like, well, because I couldn't control it. You know, I thought I was getting it as hot as I could last year, and it was hotter than the year before. But every year, you just kind of gain a little bit more comfort. And it's good to reflect back on that and remember that you're never going to be in a place where you know it all.
Well, and it is fun to reflect and to say, oh, oh, I could have done, I can do this so much better now. I'm going to go back and do this because now I can do it better.
Yep.
And also that sense that we can have as adult learners that kids sometimes don't is, I can learn this. You know, I've mastered the following 8 techniques, fill in the blank, you know, and you can start with a new, oh, I want to learn this. And you can start with joy because you go, I know I can learn stuff. And kids are like, well, I don't know if I can learn this or not. I don't know if I can get this or not sometimes. And and as adults, we can say, yeah, I can do this. Unless it's math. That's a whole different story.
Yeah, I'm there with you on that one. I could have used a little more math probably in some of my glass processes, but it is not my forte. And therefore, I learned the hard way. You know, it takes me 4 attempts. And it's like, oh, I could have just, you know, ran some numbers and figured out how much glass to use for this project, but what's the fun in that?
Maybe we need to find a warm and fuzzy math teacher that can help us, you know, work through our blocks and our phobias. Then, you know, again, that'd be another story. Dan, thank you so very, very much for joining us. And please take good care of our Adam Reinhardt. Make sure that that beard of his doesn't go up in flames at any point.
Right. Yeah, I'm looking forward to Park Point Art Festival this weekend, so hope to see a lot of folks there. So,
thanks so much, Dan. What a treat to talk with you.
Likewise. Thank you.
Dan Neff joined us this morning as part of Art Week here on KUMD. Art Week on Northland Morning is provided in part by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.